Acting is not about deception. It's about conveying something gobsmackingly truthful. It's a strange thing that actors do. People often connect it with deceit and lying, and actually it's exactly the opposite. It is essentially connected with the truth. Hurt, 2009. Applying Stanislavskian technique to my practice has enabled me to seek truth and emotional depth in my work. I have adopted these principles and used them in my own craft, applying it both to my preparation to perform and the performance itself. It enables you to harness your imagination and apply it, helping you create circumstances that are real enough to affect your behaviour. Konstantin Stanislavski encapsulated the importance of the imagination in his book, An Actor Prepares. You can kill the king without a sword. You can light the fire without a match. What needs to burn is your imagination. The fundamentals of this approach to creating a character is comprised of relaxing your instrument physically, applying the given circumstances of the character and meeting it as yourself, and offering behaviour. These principles act as the bedrock of my own personal practice. I follow the mantra, relax, pretend, behave, to create a truthful performance that I meet as myself, but that also holds me within the limits of the play. However, Stanislavski underlined the importance of adapting and creating practice to aid your own imagination and work. Create your own method. Don't depend slavishly on mine. Make up something that will work for you, but keep breaking traditions, I beg you. My own research into the effect that music has on an actor preparing for a scene suggested that music could potentially be utilised to create a system that pairs music with Stanislavskian ideals to be used as a tool to help an actor discover and build a character. To quote the introduction of Michael Thorpe's Rhythm, Music and the Brain, music, as a highly abstract and non-representational art, nevertheless seems to speak so directly and specifically to our thoughts, feelings, and sense of movement in a powerful manner. Inactivism theory outlines the effect music has on organisms in the environment they're in. It argues that cognition occurs through a dynamic meeting between the organism and its environment. My research explored how actors, the organism, responded to the stimuli, the music, in their environment, a Stanislavskian relaxation and sensory improvisation exercise. The outcome of the research was conclusive that the music was not only affecting the actors' moods, but in turn their choices in their improvisations. The music softened the actors and encouraged various behaviours from them. After establishing this, I continued applying music to my own preparation and work. During the rehearsal process of After the Tempest, I continued researching and exploring how music could be used to my creative advantage. When building the imaginary life of our characters, we were encouraged to collect any stimuli that may be useful in helping us do this. There were no bounds. Along with collating images that helped solidify the world of my character, I also created a playlist of songs that viscerally resonated with me, the given circumstances of my character, and the world they were in.
I hurt myself today.
Remember to the night we met.
When the new lights on of your crystal chandelier.
There's a house built out of stone.
Some of these choices came from lyrics that were appropriately relevant. For example, Mad World by Gary Jules, a song with lyrics full of ennui, aligned with the world of the play. However, most came simply from a personal phenomenological connection with the music being played. I incorporated music in my personal practice throughout the rehearsal process at different stages for various reasons. One way I implemented music was through applying it to the relaxation slash warm-up section of my work. Listening to music from a pre-prepared list that was relevant to the world of the play aided me in activating my imagination and cut straight to my emotional viscera. As Gillett affirms in Acting Stanislavski 2014, if you want to see performances with heart, we have to allow and encourage feelings to take place. The music assisted me in relaxing into my imaginative circumstances and encouraged both feelings and impulses to arise. Music has also informed my practice through improvisational and sensory exercises. Through different genres of music, I would explore and create through improvisations different scenarios from my character's past that would help inform my behaviour and choices later down the line. For example, when my improvisation was based around the events of The Tempest, I would opt for music with a positive or uplifting quality. For example, Perpetuum Mobile by Penguin Cafe Orchestra. This would correspond with this part of my character's given circumstances, as the event of The Tempest was a time when they were at their happiest and most powerful. For the events of After The Tempest, I opted for music of a melancholy nature, e.g. Hurt by Johnny Cash, to coincide with the environment of the play, where my character's given circumstances were bleak. To explore the emotional possibilities further, I played music contrasting the given circumstances of the improvisation, which led to interesting discoveries about my character which may not have been realised otherwise. I found the tragedy in power and the playfulness in despair. The most recent development I have made with incorporating music into my practice is experimenting with performing songs in character. I believe this helped me channel my focus and my behaviour. It helped me feel relaxed, feel connected, and clarified my emotional stance on the given circumstances of the play and the character. An example of this is when I performed the song Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley during a sensory exercise. Though the lyrics didn't correlate with the given circumstances of that improvisation, it nonetheless helped solidify my relationship with power under my character's given circumstances. The story of the song became translated into Prospero's loss of magic and power. It made clear to me the pain of Prospero's loss, something that I hadn't fully realised until that moment. The notion of marrying music with Stanislavskian-based technique to encourage truthful performance is one that has positively impacted my practice. I intend to continue using, adapting, and developing my relationship with music within the context of Stanislavskian principles. Though difficult to describe, the effect music has on the human psyche is powerful and an extremely useful tool. To quote Leonard Petit, 2009, "The promise of technique lies in the idea that the most effective and powerful means at our disposal are intangible." Thanks for listening. I follow the mantra, relax, pretend, behave, to create a art that nevertheless seems to relaxation and sensory courage to collect any stimuli. My own research argues that cognition, why can't I say that word, applying it to the relaxation / warm-up section, you're really unsure of everything you say. Prepared. Improvisational. Might. I would opt for music. Opv. Konstantin Stanislavski is. Fuck. And. How do you say it?